I recently turned 40, so let's talk about it. Welcome back to the Transaction Care Podcast. I am your host and resident care coordinator, Lillian Hernandez, but you can call me Lily, like the flower, because we are learning and growing together. My goal with each episode is to demystify the business of real estate, as well as leave you uplifted and encouraged throughout your journey starting today. So let's get into today's episode. Yes, I am officially in the 40s club. I turned 40 last month on April 17th, and truly, I've just been taking things day by day. And leading up to my 40th birthday milestone, I created this project for myself. And if you're a part of my newsletter, you know I may have mentioned it here and there. And that project was what I called 40 Be 40. And I reflected on 40 days before I turned 40, I would post daily, read a new book, not drink any alcohol, lose 10 pounds, pay off a couple of debts, try 4 new food spots in my city, San Francisco, and document the whole process as I went, as well as talking about life lessons I've learned, experiences, my thoughts and opinions on certain subject matters, such as entrepreneurship. And a big part of my entrepreneurial journey has been truly embracing my unique perspective. And I think throughout the years, I've kind of kept a lot of those parts of me to myself rather than sharing even with people I love, let alone the world, right? Which also, hey, I have a podcast. I don't know who I'm talking to at any given moment. I just know I'm going to talk. And I hope it encourages people. So when it came to documenting every day leading up to my 40th birthday, I realized that this was definitely an exercise in getting to know myself. Not just to post every day or to create better habits. Yeah, that's a part of it. But a lot of it was definitely an exercise in who am I and where do I want to go next? What do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? Who do I want to include? Who do I not want to include? And making informed, educational, intentional decisions from that point forward. Also, having done something creative for 40 days in a row made me realize that I am capable of so much more. Yes, I enjoy being creative, and it's a talent of mine that I don't allow to shine because I do get caught up in the files, marketing, selling my business, selling myself to get more business. And oftentimes, my uniqueness, the traits that have gotten me this far, fall to the wayside and don't get much attention or light. And having done that project, I really was able to recharge myself, have somewhat of a reset, put most of myself out there for whoever to interpret, to learn from, to enjoy, to be entertained, but mostly for me to just start fresh, like I mentioned, because 40 is a milestone. It's a whole new decade. It definitely felt different than turning 30, because in my 30s, I was still working a 9-to-5. I didn't have much vision or direction aside from, I gotta get out of this 9-to-5. And I'm grateful I did a couple years later, but ultimately, I didn't look at my 30s as this place of growth, evolution. It was just, man, I partied all through my 20s. I'm 30. I guess I should be grown now. So a lot of my 30s was learning how to prioritize myself, learning what self-care was, learning how to set boundaries. And being an entrepreneur, it's very important to definitely prioritize all of those things because it can be all consuming, especially when you can combine other life responsibilities, family, friends, mental health. You realize the importance of self-care and setting boundaries to maintain your well-being. It's so important. Whether you are working a 9-to-5 or you're working from home, whatever the case may be, it's learning how to schedule regular breaks, establishing clear work-life boundaries, and delegating tasks when needed. Because that was something I still am learning, but I definitely understand the benefits of not having to do everything on your own. And prioritizing self-care well into my 30s and now in my 40s has helped me to manage my business a lot better. And when I am approaching those feelings of burnout, because I've experienced burnout one time and I said, oh, I don't ever want to go through that again, it doesn't mean I am incapable of experiencing that, because I guarantee the last couple of months have been a tough, tough place for me with real estate and holding on to what is left or what can be. So having steps that include self-care and knowing what that is for me, because everyone's definition of self-care is different. For me, it's alone time, stillness, being with family and friends, traveling, going out, eating in new restaurants, journaling, praying. And again, you just have to get to know yourself and what that looks like, and having the boundaries in place to let you know, like, I shouldn't just be working all the time. Yes, there are seasons and times for that. I think right now for me, I'm in a place of hustle and grind, which is okay. I fully embrace that. But I'm still going to implement, I'm going to get my 6 to 8 hours of sleep, more if needed. I'm going to go play tennis because I enjoy playing tennis with my friends. I'm going to go for my walks. I'm going to make sure I'm eating properly, as well as embracing things that I said I wouldn't ever be. I'm not a morning person. I don't like socializing with people. And sometimes it's okay to wake up early, because if someone were to hand me a ticket across the country right now and my flight was at 5 a.m., I'll be up at 3 a.m. ready to go. But if you said I have a meeting at 5 a.m. that I have to be there for, I'm going to find some way to wiggle out of that. And when you're working for yourself, running a business, or if you have employees or you're still solo, you're going to have to change some of that perspective and embrace the qualities of yourself that maybe worked well at one point in time, whereas now maybe not so much, which is why it's really important to have a support system, a network of people, community, whether it's your family and friends, coworkers, colleagues, a coach, your therapist, someone or some people to help you feel like you're less alone. It could be your team, your employees, your peers. The journey is much better when there's people around you, surrounding you, encouraging you, guiding you, doing some of the heavy and light lifting, bouncing ideas off of, creating opportunities for each other, for yourself. That way you can get further, or at least the ideas and the goals that you have can be attained much quicker. And that's definitely something I'm working on doing more of in my 40s, in the year 2024 and on, whether it's through attending events, going to more open houses, sending more emails, doing more social media marketing. All of this plays into building my support network, my community. And I thrive in a community. I have a big family. I have a lot of amazing friends that I hold dear to my heart. So it's only right that that translates into my business as well. I am better with community. So a big shout out to my community, my TC community. You are all amazing. I appreciate all of your support, the birthday wishes, the love, the inquiries, the discovery calls, the coaching sessions, all of it. There's more to come. I will continue to talk about this topic throughout each episode, but I want to hear from you. How are you doing? Do you have a milestone birthday coming up? Do birthdays even matter to you? What life lessons are you experiencing currently? Are you wanting to learn from, about? Let's talk about it. You can email me, tc@transactioncare.com, or visit transactioncare.com to learn about the podcast, what I'm up to, services, all of that good stuff. Join my TC weekly newsletter, where you can get a more intimate side of me, where I discuss these types of matters, as well as give you all tips on how to market yourself, how to be more confident, so much more. Go to transactioncare.com. That is the main hub where all of this lives. And definitely go back and stream other episodes. There is so much free game in the past 54 episodes. This is episode 55. It is a solo episode, but I have 10 plus interviews with my colleagues, my friends in the industry, that have been so kind to share their background, their history, how they're doing, what they're doing to maintain their successful TC real estate businesses. So give me a follow on Instagram and TikTok. I don't know where TikTok will be going, but give me a follow there anyway. My handles are at Transaction Care on all social media platforms. And most importantly, my YouTube channel. We hit 1,000, guys. We hit 1,000 subscribers. I think as of today, we're at 1,030 subscribers, something around there. Yay. More vlogs to come on that channel as well. So if you want to see what I look like in person, go to my YouTube channel. The podcast will also be streaming there as well. And if you want more interviews, please drop a comment on who you would like me to interview. I'm gradually getting back to the podcast swing of things because I love coming on here and talking to you all, getting to know you all, meeting you all over Zoom, hopefully one day in person. But until then, definitely go back, stream old episodes, set up a one-on-one discovery call with myself so we can see if we're a good fit for some coaching sessions, or perhaps maybe you just need someone to talk to, a safe space to talk about whatever it is you're going through in your business and in your career, because I know what it's like to struggle, to win, to succeed, to want to quit, all of that. Consider me a resource in this industry that you can count on. And again, this has been another episode of the Transaction Care Podcast. More conversations on the way, more interviews on the way, more vlogs on the way. Stay tuned, transactioncare.com. I appreciate you all. And lastly, as we wrap up this episode, if you've made it this far in the audio, please leave a 5-star rating, even 1-star, a comment, all of it. It goes a long way. It helps get the show pushed out to more people, to expand the audience. I truly appreciate those who have already left ratings and reviews. I see them, I read them. I appreciate you all. Again, shout out to my community. You are all amazing. So until the next episode, I'm giving you the keys. There are no gatekeepers here. Care for yourself, care for your wealth. Your time is worth it. Let's coordinate. Talk soon.